I believe these are unique days that we're living in. You know, man has, well, actually God in all his wisdom and mercy that he has moved upon the face of the earth in so many and wonderful ways during the past years, the last over 2,000 years. And man has come in and corrupted that God has proposed to do. You know, I really believe that we need to ask ourselves today what's important. We have seen a vision that God is going to gather all back into himself. And you know, I've asked myself the question, would I within myself have accepted the word that God has given me during the past years in coming to see the salvation of the all and to see that there's no rapture and the changes that has happened within us? You know, Romans 11:20-36 says that we came out from God. In Genesis, it said that God created man. In fact, he took a part of himself and he created man in his own image and in his own likeness. And that there is a part of us that came out from God, our spirit, that is eternal forever. And then in chapter 2, he formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into him the breath of life. And I thank God that as we grow in him and mature in him, that we're becoming more and more identified with our spirit. Man has been so identified with this body of flesh and blood, this vehicle that we live in, identified with Adam all these years. But you know, God's changing the emphasis in this hour. And we're beginning to look at who we really are. That we are a spirit being that came out from God. And I believe if I answered the question, would I have accepted the revelation or the vision that we have seen, I would have to say no in my flesh. But I believe that that was chosen for me and each one of us out before the foundation of the world ever began. That when God proposed in himself a people for this hour and this day, that there is a people upon whom his hand has been laid, whose eyes, spiritual eyes have been open and spiritual ears have been unstopped to be able to hear the word of the Lord for this present hour. Because almost over 2,000 years ago, God expressed himself in a man called Jesus. And in this hour, God is expressing himself in another son, a corporate son, in his likeness and in his image, that will, as Jesus did, speak forth God's word into creation. We came out from God, as that verse says in Romans 11:36. We're processed through God. That is our life that we live. That is the things that we pass through. That is the lessons that we learn in this dimension of time that we've been lowered into. That the things that touch our lives, the things that we walk through, bring us to the place of leaning more heavily upon Him. I cannot do nothing without Him. You know, in this natural realm, we think, oh, look at me. I have intelligence and I have strength, but I cannot do nothing about Him. The Bible says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not what I muster up within myself that is going to matter, but it's by the Spirit of God. And I have actually said it before, and I'm going to say it again this morning, because I believe these are unique days that we're living in. Mm-hmm. We're beginning to identify with who we are. And the Godhead bodily dwells in every one of us as God's creation. He's there within us. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and took up residence in the believers. He is a teacher. And I believe that God is saying to us in this hour that it is a time to identify with the Spirit that we are and to realize that we're just not this body of flesh and blood. That's not everything that we are. That we are as He is, even in this hour. That He is our Father. He is our Creator. He is the one that brought us forth into this dimension of time. And He lowered man into time, and how, I don't know, but the Bible said to be exercised in. You know, God is allowing us this expression in time. He had a purpose. But in His purpose before the foundation of the world, He proposed in Himself that His Son would be crucified before the foundation of the world. It was already finished. It was done. And now we as God's children are beginning to understand and to learn that we are spirit. Mm-hmm. And we are becoming more comfortable in His presence than we are in the world. Jesus says you're in the world, but that you're not of the world. You and I do not have the mindset or the understanding that this world has. I think that's sometimes why we stand so much in awe at what we see in the world. Because it's foreign to us to have the concepts and the understanding of the world. But the reason being is that God is going to be expressed in a people. He is going to express Himself in a people. God's not going to send the angels back, or He's not going to send Jesus back to declare the message of reconciliation into the world. He has chosen to do that through His people. Through a manifested, unveiled Son that will be an expression of God as He is in the earth. And I can understand Paul when he said that he desired to be clothed upon with that tabernacle from above. You know, we have become so identified with our Father that we desire to be clothed upon with that tabernacle from above, to have that body as Jesus had when He came forth from the grave. That new resurrection body that man had never seen before, that had entered into the heavenlies and had put on immortality and incorruption. That's what we desire to see. The day when we become a full expression of God, our desire is to see the fulfillment of the purposes of our Father that He proposed in Himself before the foundation of the earth. You know, He's a God, He's a Father that is love. That's His name. God is love. You want to see what love is? Look at God. Man looks at God and they see Him as a wrathful, hateful, vengeant being that is out to get you. That's been the message that has been preached for thousands of years. is that you're hanging over hell with just a thread, and God's out to get you. God's out to get you, all right, but not to send you to a burning hell for eternity. God's out to restore His creation back into Himself. That's the last part of that verse in Romans 11:36. We come out from God, we're processed through God, and we consummate or end up in God. God's bringing His creation back into Himself. And beloved, we're talking about and have talked about the many moves of God and how man has corrupted those moves. They start out as a pure move of God, and yet when man puts his hand in it, he corrupts that. But I've got news for you this morning. Man's not going to corrupt what God is doing in this hour. This is not going to be something that man can do. You know, man could get up and preach. He could get up and speak in tongues. He can get up and prophesy. But beloved, being a manifested Son of God, there's no way man can do that. Amen. There's no way man can do that. They may claim to do that, but in reality, they're not. This day, this is the work of the Lord. And no man is going to touch that which God is doing in this hour. No man can stop it. No man can change it. And there is a people upon whose hand God has been laid that is willing to allow God to do the work that He has proposed to do without trying to get in the way. Because this people has come to the realization that within ourselves we can do nothing. And that everything that we try to produce for God within ourselves is just another Ishmael. And we've got too many Ishmaels walking on this earth today that man has produced out of himself. Beloved, this is that which God is going to produce out of Himself and bring an expression into the earth for this world to see and behold. The glory and the wonders and the truth of who God really is. And this world is going to stand in awe because they're going to say, hey, I didn't realize that was how He was. I didn't know He loved us so much. His love. You see, we have nothing to defend. You can't defend God. God can defend Himself. God has stood as an entity for all eternity. And no man has been able to take away or to add to or to stop His purposes in the earth. No man. This is God's day. This is God's hour. And the thing of it is that we cannot become weary in waiting for what God is doing. We cannot slow down on what He's doing. But the thing about it is, it's not what we do, it's what He's doing. And God's never late. God promised us that He began a good work in us and that He's going to finish it. Beloved, that's the promise that we have this morning, is that God's going to finish the work that He began. And the fact is that it is so evident that the work within us was started by God. As I said in the beginning, would I have received the revelation that I received and accepted it within myself? And I'd say no. But God made it so clear that His word is so clear and the understanding came so clear that we embrace that which God was doing. And we know that God began this work in us. Because it was not a pathway that we desired. It was not something that we wanted to walk down. We struggled, or I did, all of our lives with the teachings and the doctrines of man. But still, I embraced that church, and it was not my desire to leave that. But God did it. And what He has done is that He has built a fire in the Spirit within us. An intense desire to know and to see the fullness of His purpose unveiled in the earth in this hour. That is His desire that He placed within us. And He has brought us to a place of rest, that we are no longer doing to please God, that we have entered into His rest, that in Him we are complete, and that in Him we live and we move and we have our being, that in Him is life, and life more abundantly. And beloved, you're not going to grow when you come here. I've not been set here to make you grow. We've come to a day that you and I as individuals, realizing that we have the Holy Spirit within us, that God dwells within each one of us, that we no longer have to go to man, but that we go to God, and in His presence, we are changed and mature and grow. And out of that relationship begins to flow the Word of the Spirit into creation. You see, what you know as you're in His presence, that you can explain and speak out into creation. It all comes from that individual, personal relationship with the Father. It's not what I do, it's what He's already done. It's what I be. And what I be is a son of the living God that has been birthed into that spiritual realm. Actually, not has been awakened to the spiritual realm that we are. He's brought us out of sin, out of condemnation. He's brought us out of sin consciousness. He's brought us out of the traditions of man. I don't know about you, but I went through a time of feeling naked because I couldn't get up and say what I have done. It was all what He has done. What He has done. He has redeemed us and brought us into His self as a Son of God. He has lifted us up and has placed us on a rock that cannot be moved. His Word has been birthed within us, and life has begun to grow. And the more we're in His presence, the more that life begins to grow. The more that we're in His presence, the more we trust Him, the more we lean upon Him, the more that we realize that it's not what I do, but it's what He's already done. The work is finished. I'm living out what He proposed for me out before the foundation of the world. We have been accepted in the Beloved as sons. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. As He is, we are. He is Spirit, we are Spirit. We are perfect. Our spirit is perfect within His sight right now. Because that part of us, that Spirit that is within us, came out from God. That's why we identify with. That's why we're comfortable when we're in His presence. That's why we desire to be in His presence. because we're as He is. And that's why we're becoming more identifiable with Him as the days go by. It is His work. It's not something that we have done. We didn't choose this way. The Word says that you didn't choose God. He chose you. And Ephesians says that He chose you when? He chose you out before the foundation of the world ever began. You were there when the morning stars sang. You were there. We were there. Royce Kennedy said, the throne room is just the same as I left it. Oh, let me tell you something, beloved. That's why we're identifying with that spiritual realm, is because that's home. The old song said, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. But what I would say is, this body is not my home. I'm just a using it for a few years. And then I'm going to move in my new tabernacle. Hallelujah, that tabernacle that knows no corruption. That tabernacle that is immortal through the ages. I'm moving into my new tabernacle. And I was thinking, people say, well, I've got a mansion over the hilltop or in heaven. Mm-mm. Can you imagine what size the mansions would have to be if everybody that was going to heaven or claimed to go to heaven was going to a heaven, literal heaven with streets of gold? You know, the Bible don't say streets. It says street of gold. But, you know, can you imagine what size or what size of a place it would have to be? Because our concept of mansion is a many-room building. But God hasn't prepared that. What God has prepared for us is this earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. When He restores creation, He's going to restore creation. And this world is going to know it. I mean, we've got exciting days ahead of us. Glorious. That wonderful things that God has prepared, that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, that God has prepared for His people. Beloved, people want to get out of here so bad, but when you say, well, I'll make a way of it, they don't want to go. Or they get sick, they go to the doctor and try to stay here as long as they can. Makes you wonder why that is. But this is the place where God chose to place His creation. This is what He promised to His people. And beloved, it's not going to always be a people of flesh and blood like we are now. But we're going to put on that new body. Mm-hmm. We're going to be manifested as His sons to set creation free. The job that God has given us as His children and prepared us for is a glorious job of setting creation free. We're walking with Him. We're talking with Him. We're entering into His presence. And as we behold Him, we're being metamorphosed into the same image that He is. To speak His word into creation. And you know, I stand in awe when I see what He is doing in this hour. You don't look around and see a great big building. You don't look around and see thousands of people. But what you do see is a people throughout the world that He has placed His hand upon for this hour. Jesse did not think that David was even worthy to bring to see Samuel. But when Samuel looked at all of the good-looking sons of Jesse, God spoke to him and says, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Do you have another son? Yes, I've got David. Go get him. He poured the oil of anointing upon him as king. Beloved, this world looks around and says, oh, look at our magnificent buildings. Look at our ministers with 25 and 30,000 members in their churches. God whispers again, man looks at the outward appearance, but I look at the heart. God has a people whose heart is after Himself, whose lives have been changed, and who are hid. And the world says nothing's going to come of them. They're just such a majority. But one day God's going to say, this is the day. He's going to pull the cover off. He's going to unveil that people on the earth. And hallelujah, all over this world, the corporate manifested Son of God, hallelujah, is going to stand up and begin to speak life into creation that will break the curse, destroy death, and bring individuals all over this world, creation, back into God Himself. And people will say, where in the world did they come from?
Oh, hallelujah.
But they're hid all over this world now. But it's God's people for God's day. And I stand in awe when I think of that. What God has done and the time that He has invested in each one of us to bring us to the place where we are today. And now in this hour, He says, to come to Him. To lay aside all other things, every weight that does hinder us, and to come to Him individually, personally, and allow His Word to be birthed within to each one of us. I just praise Him and love Him, for great is our God, and greatly to be praised is He that is seated upon the throne. For He is the Creator of all things, and He is the one that has redeemed us and lifted us up and placed our feet upon a rock that shall never be moved. And we bless Him and praise Him. Amen.